Other People's Children by Joanna Trollope, read by Claire Higgins. Chapter 1. Behind him, someone said, "They shouldn't be called weddings." Rufus felt his ears glow. He leaned forward and stared at the tips of the new shoes his mother had persuaded him to wear instead of trainers. The person who had spoken behind him had been a woman. She sounded vaguely familiar. "Not second time round," she said. Her voice was calm, as if she had no personal axe to grind, but was simply stating a fact. "There should be another word for second time round." Rufus raised his head very slowly and transferred his stare from his shoes to the wall 20 feet ahead of him. The wall was covered in white satiny paper, flowered and ribboned in more white, and on it hung a picture of the Queen in a white dress and a tiara, and a broad blue ribbon running across her bosom with a brooch thing on it. Just below the Queen was the neat brown head of the lady in the grey suit and gold stud earrings, who was, Rufus's mother said, the registrar. Being a registrar meant you could marry people to each other. This registrar, who had smiled at Rufus and said, "Hello, dear," was going to marry Rufus's mother in a minute, to Matthew. Rufus did not let his stare slide sideways from the registrar to include his mother and Matthew. Matthew had a grey suit on too, and a yellow flower in his buttonhole, and he was half a head taller than Rufus's mother. He was, also, and above all things, not Rufus's father. He was, however, and this fact lent added alarm to an already disconcerting day, several other people's father. He had been married before, to someone else whose name Rufus couldn't remember, and he had 3 children, 3, all older than Rufus, and all, Rufus swallowed hard, people he didn't know. Actually standing beside him was Matthew's younger daughter Claire. She was repeatedly doing up and undoing the bottom...